So this week, the last week of campaigning before the local government election vote next week, we're focusing on different parts of Gauteng. West Rand yesterday. Today we're putting Ekurhuleni in the spotlight. We'll be chatting to representatives of some of the political parties after 10 past 5, and we're going to be taking your calls. So listen to what they have to say, and then by all means, put to them specific questions about the specific nature of problems in that metro. But to set the scene, looking at Ekurhuleni, its history, its present, and how it might vote on the 1st of November, here's EWN senior political journalist Tsidi Madia.
If politicians are to be believed, then Ekurhuleni is Gauteng's best run metro. Not only has its mayor, Mzwandile Masina, managed the coalition government well over the past 5 years, he's also written a book about how he did it.
The book advocates for central government to come up with a framework that is going to govern these things, because at the core, if you listen to all the coalition partners, either in Johannesburg, in the Tshwane, Nelson Mandela Bay, it is these underhand dealings that collapse this coalition government.
Masina praises his own government for being able to serve all its communities and stakeholders with respect, dignity and integrity. Some of the wins under his watch include contributing to the 42,000 plus housing units built in the province. His spokesperson, Phakamile Mbengashe.
The city can go on record to say that we've built the highest number of housing opportunities within the province as compared to the two other metros.
And in his region specifically, the electrification of informal settlements, building four more fire stations, six new metro police precincts, creating employment opportunities, and world-class recreation facilities such as the Dumisani Masilela Theatre in Germiston are just some of those wins. But this very top-of-the-range theatre, opened by Masina himself in 2019, provides clues to the frustrations experienced by those who call Ekurhuleni home. Big ideas, lift off, but there's very little follow through. In this case, the theatre simply never worked because it has no fire curtains, so it remains a white elephant millions of rands later. But Mbengashe says the theatre is fully operational.
The only time it was closed was during level 5 and level 4 of the nationwide lockdown.
A city which on paper appears to be at odds with the lived reality of millions. The DA's Lefilo Ntseke, who's hoping to don the mayoral chain here, has visited numerous areas in Ekurhuleni, documenting all that has gone wrong, including the countless mega projects launched but never finalized. This region is meant to be Gauteng's industrial zone. It's here where plans for a jewelry manufacturing precinct resulted in 3.3 million rands of fruitless and wasteful expenditure. In Etwatwa, a 44 million rand industrial hub can also now be described as a white elephant. 70 million rand was spent to build a power station in Pumulong, but all there is to show for it is a pile of rubble and a dilapidated building. The EFF, which is also in opposition here, has raised serious concerns about the way this city, which is meant to be a model of what the ANC can get right, is run. Here's its regional leader, Nkululeko Dunga.
They're bringing a lot of matters through MPEC of fruitless and wasteful expenditure, and council would actually adopt a resolution of rectification. So where there was a wrong in terms of procurement and the tendering system, council would then take a resolution through majority of ANC and its coalition partners to actually correct what was wrong and therefore be not red flagged.
Citizens have lodged wide-reaching complaints about life in the city, with lack of services being at the heart of their issues. This woman says in Roodekop, they resonate with what Hammanskraal residents are going through with water issues, because that's also their reality.
We don't use the water from the taps at all. We buy water every weekend with those big containers. Like, I spend about 70 rand, 80 rand.
These elections have also seen the mayor's base, Ward 51 in Katlehong, turning hostile towards him. Even some of his old comrades like Moses Gama dumped the ANC flag and turned into an independent candidate in order to directly contest the party for power.
Same individual being the one that benefiting instead of community, because we all know that not everyone will benefit in the community. But if, you know, people that are benefiting out of, you know, the job opportunities, you know, the buzzers and the likes are aligned with, you know, particular individuals within the leadership, that becomes a problem.
Those who once worked alongside the mayor in the city have decided they have something better on offer under a new name. The Independent Citizens Movement, which wants to bring together professionals and pastors, is being molded by the likes of Lisiba Mujapelu, Ekuruleni's former COO. The ICM's face is Reverend Sam Matebula.
You know, we want to lead from bottom up. You know, over the years, you know, we always allowed people, you know, and then to lead us from, you know, on the high level, you know, to the bottom, which it never works. You know, it makes people not to take responsibility. So we are saying give power back to the people.
Masina, whose government led a coalition with smaller parties, believes enough work has been done to undo the downward trajectory. His office, however, refused to indulge EWN's questions on whether he was already packing up his office or if he's crossing his fingers, hoping to be appointed as mayor again should the ANC succeed in this metro. Tsidi Madia, Eyewitness News, Ekuruleni.
And we will be talking a little bit later to various political parties in Ekurhuleni. Get your questions ready. We're going to ask them specifically about what they're going to do, not in terms of their general manifestos, but specific solutions to specific problems. We'll work better, of course, if we hear what yours are.